Today's daf is daf Samach from Sanhedrin. We're holding in the seventh perek, perek Arba Mitot, and we're in the middle of the sugyas of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, and we're dealing with the Braita in which, and this is on the bottom of Nun Tet Amud Beit, we're not going through each line, was Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Al HaKishuv. Rabbi Shimon says that an Akum B'nei Noach is also Mechuyev on all of those things that are included in the psukim of Kishuv, including the Ov and Yidoni and the Ma'onen and so on. My time at the Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that out of the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, which we darshened each one from very special places, or from Vayitzav that was given to Adam Arishon, that we should expand it to include Kishuv, albeit Kishuv is certainly included under the issues that are of Israel, of Avodah Zarah, but normally we view that anything that is not part of the actual Chiyuv is not, to the Akum is not included. So by time of the Rebbe Shimon, since the Posik makes a very unusual juxtaposition, Machashefa lo techayeh, which is immediately followed by Kol shochev im beima mot yumat. These seem to be completely unrelated issues to do kishuf and to be sleeping with animals, which must be coming to tell me the chiddush that kol sheyeshno bichlal kol shochev im beima yeshno bichlal machashefa lo techayeh. So that anyone who has that sivui, which as we saw earlier, we learn out for Bnei Noach as well, that they're not allowed to have sex with animals. Therefore, there's also the inclusion in Machashefa lo techayeh. And as I've pointed out many times to you, it's clearly not coincidental that the primary example of the Machashef that we have in the Torah, who is Bilam, is introduced to us in terms of sleeping with his animal. That's not a small issue. And again, the simple explanation on the barest level is that all relationships of language and human thinking, because of it's related to language, come in the Torah from the relationship to animals. So that Adam Arishon has brought the animals and he's supposed to name the animals, and out of that comes now all of his relationship to the world. It's only from that that he's able to realize that he needs a wife, which also is involved in speaking. And Machashefa, in general, the concept of Kishuv is deeply tied in all cultures to language, obviously. I mean, even the famous abracadabra, that relationship of creating through speech, is part of the most profound recognition that magical thinking is tied to a completely different way of viewing reality, which means that you have to go back to undo the original definitions of language and the way humans usually think in pattern thinking, which is the whole scientific enterprise, as opposed to magical thinking. Bilam is a magical thinker. Because of that, it's a completely different relationship to animal, which just as the original naming, as the Gemara Yavamas tells us, or Rashi tells us, came through sleeping with animals. Of course, that was before there was any issue in sleeping with animals. So too is the interrelationship to magical thought, oftentimes linked to strange relationships with animals, and this is, of course, true until today. So, therefore, if the Torah puts the Shochev in Behema together with Machashefa, it must be that it's also coming to tell me the technicality of the Chiyuv of a Ben Noach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af Al HaKilayim, and Rabbi Eliezer there in the Braita says, there's also a Chiyuv on Kilayim, not on any Kilayim, not on wearing Kilayim, and not on sewing the Kilayim, but on actual mixing of genes, Kilayim. Very strange language. See, the Gemara is Medayik specifically from the inversion of Lishmor et Chukai and Mishpatai. Here we take the Chukotai as a given. Et Chukotai as if we all know that these Chukot exist. Et Chukotai Tishmoru Behem Techalo Tarbiya Kilayim, Zatchalo Tizra Kilayim, etc. What kind of strange introduction is that? Et Chukotai Tishmoru. Must be coming to tell me, therefore, it's a Shmuel, that these are chukim that are pre-existing chukim. It's almost as if the Torah is claiming an a priori concept of, well, no.
Laws of nature?
No, chukotai, but as if that chok is pre-existent. Where is that chok pre-existent? The only way it would pre-existent is if it were included in the tzivui to Adam and the tzivui to Noach, which are primal, prehistoric, so to speak, tzivuyim. And those things become now made at Tzivuyim. Therefore, when the Torah introduces it to Yisro, it's in terms of a pre-existing vision of Chok, And the only thing that we can imagine that that chok would express itself in the world is because it's part of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. So the language itself forces us to conclude that these are chukim shechakakti l'chakvar, that are ancient chukim, and that is behemtecha lo tarbiya kilayim v'satcha lo tarbiya kilayim. And from that combination, which is on the surface of it strange, because behemtecha lo tarbiya kilayim means actual mating. So you're trying to mix genes. Satcha lo tizra kilayim, the way that we understand it in terms of its application for Yisrael, is just a graphic issue. It has nothing to do with mixing plants, mixing genes of any kind. It means you just have to have separate patches for different kind of vegetation. But the Gemara here is darshaning, says Shmuel, and this is the explanation of why Rebbe Eliezer limits kilayim to Akum in this particular way, is because that too is now a juxtaposition to tell me. Ma behemtecha b'harba'a. Just like when we're talking about mixing animals, it's talking about mixing actual physical animals genetically, or the attempt to mix them genetically. So when we talk about satcha, we're not talking about simply graphically mixing. We're talking about harkava. It's got to mean an actual mixing, where we take a piece of a tree, stick it into another tree, and then have them grow out of each other. Ma behemtecha, furthermore, just like the din of the behema is not dependent in the dinim of the aretz, so it's bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz aretz, because all chovot haguf, of course, where marbe are all over, in all moshvotechem. So av sadecha, therefore the chiyuvim of kilayim on this level, is bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Hold on, says the Gemara. Yeah. You can't, the Gemara didn't yet understand the way we explained et chukotai. It thought that the very fact that the Torah could make reference to chukim and mishpatim means that they're pre-existing, which of course was not really a meaning. But assuming that that's the case, so then you could say that goyim rechayiv and kol haTorah kula. I mean, as the pasuk says, u'shmartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaseh otam adam v'chay b'hem. I mean, so this should mean that goyim rechayiv on all chukim and mishpatim. They were all there from before, apparently. Says Igmar, you're missing the point. What this means is there's a tremendous difference. There, I wouldn't say chukim shechakakti l'chakvar. Why? Because hatam ushmartem et chukotai. That could be the chukim I'm giving you now. I just finished telling you over the Torah. Here's a brit on the Torah. Keep it. Ushmartem et chukotai, those which I'm now mentioning. Dahashta. But if you start first by referring to et chukotai, then you're saying tishmuru, and here they are. So then, what do you mean, here they are? Tell it to me, and then tell me to keep the chok that I've just told you. So clearly this chok was a pre-existing chok. So et chukotai tishmoru means chukim de beikara tishmoru. So keep that which already had existed. Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. So we have now this special halacha that we during the entire period, as the Mishnah tells us, we are careful not to actually be masked in the shame. We only say Yaka Yosi at Yosi, and only at the end we actually say, okay, tell us clearly what is it that you heard. So Rav Akiva by Yaakov, Eino chayav ad shivarech et Hashem ben arba'at otiot. The only chiyuv over here is if you say the shem yutke vavke. That's what you have to use, and that's what you have to use to curse, so that's what has to be the object of the cursing. But lafuki ben shtei otiot delo. But if you would just say kar, ki'el, and so on and so forth, that would not be, even if it's part of Yud Kei Vov Kei, if it's Yud Kei, it's also not considered to be a chiyuv. Well, obviously, I know how to read. It says in the Mishnah, Yaki Yosi et Yosi. I mean, obviously, when you pick that name out of a hat, it must be because it's four letters and it has the otiot of the Shem, it has the Yud and the Vavs, and it's Gematria and so on and so. Well, no, I mean, come on, you know, you're making a big thing out of it. You know? It's all very nice to say in retrospect, this Yosi is significant. I mean, certainly if I just read the Mishnah and I read the Brit, I could have thought, you're saying, you know, Joe. That's all. You'd say it in English, Joe. You'd think it meant something significant. That it's Joe means it has to be three letters, like Joe, the gematria of Joe. I mean, the same thing over here, it's Yosi. What's the big deal?
It's a nickname, it's not Yosef, it's Yosi.
Okay, even so. That we find the nickname used as a common Joe, you know, Harba Yosi Kibashuka, you know. So it's the common Joe, and the Gemara is also the common Yosi, Harba Yosi. So Kamash Balana, we're not talking about a Milta Ba'alma, we're talking about the Shem Hashem, which is Marumas here on various levels, at least the minimal, is that there's four Otiot. Others say that what Rav Acha bar Yaakov said was that we see from here that if you're able to use Yaka Yossi at Yossi, then that means we're talking about a shame of Arba Otiyot. And if that's the case, it's a proof that the shame that we call the Shem HaMefurash is sufficient, just the Shem Yudke Vavke. Now, obviously, there are more complex Shemot. There's the Shem of 42 letters and so on. Which you might think maybe that's the only time that you'd really be chayav. You got to be a Kabbalist, you have to know all your kavanas and how to pronounce the shame and so on and so forth. So that's what I would have thought. That's his finish. So kamash malan, that even the shame ben arba otiyot is also a shame. Well, and in this version we say the same. Well, obviously, it says in the Mishnah, Yaka Yossi et Yossi Tzlan, and that is four letters. Ma the Tema Adika Shem Rabba. No, actually you would need the great shame. At least 42 Otiyot. I mean, come on, we're talking about using serious powers. You gotta have a real serious shame. So therefore, why does it say Yossi? Again, Milta Biyamud or Nakat. I would have thought maybe it's just a word, common joke. Therefore, Kamashman, no, the Mishnah actually means to teach us the Braita, to teach us halachot that are from the specific choice of Yaka Yossi. Okay, then we go on to say Nigmar Adin. Once now the din is over, says the Mishnah, have to stand up. And when they stand up, the Adim say what they heard, they stand up, they tear their clothing, and so on. We want to analyze each one of those steps. So in the beginning, we thought that the Omdim is the response to the fact that there will be a Giduf, that they're going to hear. But it turns out that the Amida is not in terms of Giduf, it's in terms of the shame. So that when the shame will be pronounced, you need to be ba'amida. Now, how do we know that? The Ehud Ba'elav. So this is where Ehud was going to murder Eglon. So he goes back and he says, I have a message to you from the Lord. So Vu Yoshe Ba'aliyot HaMekareh Asher Lo. He's got this private place. Vayomer Ehud, Dvar Elohim Le'elecha. I have some message to you from God. Eglon stands up off of his throne. Vayokom Mi'al HaKisei. It's an unbelievable scene. So Va'alot Varim Kavachomer. I mean, you're talking about Eglon Melech Moab is a god. Shunochri. Furthermore, I mean, what is it that Ehud was going to say to him? Dvar Elohim. A word of God, when using the word Elohim, is not a direct communication as Yudke Vavke. This is God's word. It's very, very much as the gods, why we use the Lashon Rabbi. So the powers that are expressed from Yudke Vavke. Okay, and nonetheless, he was Lo Yada Ela Bekinoi. That's all he knows, is God. I mean, what is God? In Hebrew, the word God simply means some luck angel. Orchim Lagad Shulchan. And nonetheless, he was Omad. He stood up when he was going to hear the word of Hashem. So if you're talking about Yisrael, this is Dayanim, the Edim, we're talking about B'nai Yisrael speaking. And as we've just said, you need to be using the Shem HaMeforash. Obviously, they have to stand up. Alachat Kama V'Kama. So that's a given. Then when they hear the words of the aid, they have to tear their clothing. Korim. Minalan, how do we know that they have to tear their clothing? Dichtiv. Because we find exactly that happens. We're not quite up to there in our Tanakh studies yet. But, as we'll see, when Rav Shekah comes and he says over these words from Sancheriv, and, come on, guys, you know, your God's not going to be to help you. I mean, he's a great guy, this Yudke Vavke, but, you know, certainly can't stand up to Sancheriv and his gods. And none of the gods have been able to deal with Sancheriv, so don't expect any different. Now, over there, he wasn't really cursing. I mean, it was only... he was saying horrific things, but it wasn't technical Gidov. And nonetheless, it says over there that when Eliakim and Chalkiyah and Shevna Asofer and Yoach ben Yasar, the Maskir, came to Chizkiyah to say over the words that they had heard from Rav Shekah, they came Kru'ei Begadim. The clothes were torn. So Vayagidu lo divrei Rav Shekah. Obviously, hearing those words, they felt they had to tear their clothes. Lo ma'achin. How do we know that that can never be sewed up again, as the Mishnah tells us? Minola. Omer Rabbi Abohu, Atya Kri'a. We use the lashon of kriya, as we see from Gezeirah Shavah, that is meant to be permanent. Because here it says that when they heard the words of Rav Shekah, they came kiru'e begadim. And by Elisha, which is the makor of the dinim of kriya, it says, chtivatam Elisha oro'e, v'u mitza'eka avi, avi rechev Yisrael, ufarashav, v'lora ahu'od. So when Elio disappeared in the rechev esh, it says, v'yachazek bivegadav, he grabs hold of his clothing, v'yekar'em lishnayim kira'im, and he tears them into two tears. Now, in Mimashvash and Emma, v'yekar'em lishnayim, if you're telling me he tore his clothes into two, I know that they're torn. What do you have to say? Kira'im. Say, ini yodea shen kira'im. I mean, ma'at ha'velomer kira'im. Must be that it means he reduced his clothes to the permanent status of kiru'im. Malamei shehim kiru'im le'olam. So that real kri'a on this level is a definition. Tana Rabbanan. Those who hear, and even, such as the Edim, and even those who hear from he who heard, which in this case is the Dayanim, who are hearing from the Edim, are chayev to tear their clothing. But the Edim, when they repeat it, are not chayev to be korea. Einam chayavim likra shekvar karu b'sha'a sheshamu, because they've already done the kriya. So what? Understand? Why isn't that a new horrific exposure to something? When chas v'shalom, someone is korea alamet, he would still be korea once again on a besura ra. So v'chi karu b'sha'a sheshamu mayavi, v'kasha mayashta, was one after with the other. They're now hearing again. No, that's not true. Because what it is that they're hearing is the original hearing. And I'll prove it to you. Because when they go and repeat as witnesses to Chizkiyo what they heard, watch what it says. Vayikishmoa hamelech Chizkiyahu. Now Chizkiyo hears what it is that they heard through their eyes. That's the point of Eidut. Vayikrat begadav. And why doesn't it say they all tore their clothing? So clearly the recreation of an event through testimony is not a new event. It's the same event, and therefore the kriya was already done to that event. And therefore it says, HaMelech Chizkiyahu kara. It doesn't mention that they were korea, v'hem lo karu. Therefore, in the Beit Din, the same thing is true. The Edim are not koreim again, and the Dayanim are koreim as Shomea mipi HaShomea. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, HaShomea Azkara mipi HaOved Kochavim, Eino Chayav Likroa. Actually, the halacha is that if a person hears now the Azkarat Hashem from an Oved Kochavim, the Azkar over here means in terms of a Giduf, Chas v'Shalom, a Kilat Hashem, he's not Chayav. Ay, v'im Toba Rav Shekah, we'll see both issues. V'im Toma Rav Shekah, so why? I mean, the Makor of the Din is a Goy, not true. Obviously, Rav Shekah must have been Jewish. I mean, how else did it? He was speaking fluent Hebrew, and he knew exactly what words to say to get to kill the morale. I mean, he must have been a leftist from the original. And so, Memela, he was there from the beginning. He was the Yisrael Mumrahaya. V'yomer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, in Korin Ela al Shem HaMiyuchad Bilvad, Lafuk Kinui Delo. Also, the Kriya would only be on the Shem HaMiyuchad, on Yudke Vavke, not on any of the Kinuyim. Now, in these statements here, this argues in two ways on Rabbi Chia. Please, Rabbi Chia, but Arvayim. Because Rabbi Chia said, "On Rabbi Chia, Hashomea Azkara b'zman hazeh, eno chayav likra." If you hear people cursing, then people will say, "God damn something," and they could easily use that in a way to actually be over with using the word God to be over on actual kilolat Hashem chas v'shalom. And in fact, apparently there were such expressions that were used. So much as we use a sexual expression, you know, to do such thing to yourself, we would use the same thing, you know, for damning, which is klola. So if we would today, says Rabbi Chia, actually have to be korea bizman hazeh, that's all people would be doing all day long. That's what the common curse words. Nobody would be left with anything but terrors. Because common speech today is so outrageous that it's hopeless. So basically what we do is the commonality of something reduces its meaning. That's the point. No longer means anything. It has no impact and there's no response to it. Obviously not saying you're really chayev but can't afford it. I mean, what he's saying is that memela doesn't have any meaning. In the same way that the kerov wouldn't have any meaning. Well, what's the point? Keep tearing your clothes, you know, but the whole thing becomes a joke. So memela, all things lose their impact, which is why we're always looking for new four-letter words, not yud-kei-vav-kei, you know. So we're trying to use things that are going to make a bigger impact. So now, the Shaila is, first of all, what is he talking about when he says we would have to be memale our clothing? I mean, surely he doesn't mean Jews are going around cursing like this, is he? I mean, miman, yilim Yisrael, come on. I mean, we may not be the best, but, you know, we're still better than that. Mi pekirei kulei, certainly not Jews going around chas v'shalom and saying whatever expressions they use that would be begetter gidof. I mean, nobody does chas v'shalom such a thing. Ela pshita mi'oved kochavim. It's got to be referring to goyim. And what do you think they're doing? They're walking around, they learn how to say the Shema Mefurash, and then they go, they have this new curse, this new four-letter word. Baruch Hashem, that they haven't figured out. So Memela, what are they saying? They're saying goddamn something or something, right? So, but that's only a kinui. And therefore, if it wouldn't be, you see what he's saying, if it wouldn't be for the fact that itbalu kol habegadim kraim, that you would be chayev. So that on a one-time basis, from a goy, not using the Shema Mefurash, as karabi alma, you would be chayev. The Shema Mefurash, you think it means the Shema Mefurash, chas v'shalom migmir, they don't know anything about that. El alav bikinui. So you see that the whole point that he's making over here, Rabbi Chiya, is that the tzedavke bizman hazeh hudalo. It's only because it's bizman hazeh that we don't have this chiya. But meikara, when such words meant something, that actually you would be chayav. It's not the shame Hashem, I'm a furash, and it's not from a Yisrael. So obviously he argues in both elements of Rabbi Yonah Meshmuel. Now, what's interesting here is that the Mishnah says the second aide is not asked to give over his testimony b'mefurash. Instead, he says, "Afani kamo, I heard the same thing." Omar Rish Lakish, from here you see that the words "afani kamohu" is sufficient testimony across the board. It's kosher b'dinei momonot u'b'dinei nefashot. So why don't we ever accept a witness saying afani kamo? Because ma'alehu d'avud rabbanan, the rabbanan generally do not accept ditto as testimony. Tell us exactly. But that is not mi'ikar adin. It's just a chashivut that the Rabbanan gave, the testimony that it be explicated in that fashion. But since in this case that would cost us an additional kilolat Hashem chas v'shalom, so kiven d'lo efshar ukmu Rabbanan adiyoraita. Because if it's not that midiyoraita, this is kosher testimony, the isak adaitach pasul. So what? Mishundol efshaka tlina legavra? But because we don't like the idea, what are we supposed to do? We should kill the guy. Let's make a compromise. Well, only hear one. But man efshach. Either you need edut or you don't need edut. So it must be, points out Rish Lakish, this means fully 100% a statement of ditto is sufficient. It's remarkable. And the Chazon Ish, in his genius approach in taking the klal and in meaning precisely what it does, la halacha, uses this Gemara to be Mechadish, one of the most popular and useful halachas in Eretz Yisrael. Based on the fact that you can say afani kamohu, he says that the way to take off trumot and masrot is to say, I am taking this off the way it's written in the Siddur. Afani kamohu. Yes, that's the Chazon Ish's nusach. He says, just say, as is written in the nusach of the Chazon Ish. Just you're saying that. I'm taking this off as it's written, and then all of that tonight goes into effect. It's a macro. Now, what's interesting, it actually is Nogei la Halacha that it's a macro. Because when you're talking about Trumas and Maisras, it has to be in that exact order. So you actually have a clock function. You can't take off. You're going to be over at it. It is if you try to take off. You start screwing up the whole thing. So you have to first take off exactly in the correct order. You take off your Truma, and then you take off your Mais, and then you take off your Trumas Mais, and then you take off your Maiser Sheni, or your Maiser Ani, etc. I mean, so you can't just say, boom, let it be. It's not let it be. It's the speech is precisely what, in the orders, it's mamish a macro. Where is that Nogela Halacha? Beautifully. There's it's actually the Kiyos Yaakov who came up with it first, I think, says that, but it's definitely the B'nai Brak crowd. But generally people are makbid, you know, okay, you know, that's for Amoretz, you know, if you know the Nusach, it's better to say the Nusach. The truth is, of course, Chasson Ish also said, even though it's 100%, but I mean, people are going to forget the whole idea, you know, what's really happening. I mean, if you know what you're doing, you could do it right. So just fine, you do it on your own. But Taina's, I believe it's Gilles Yaakov, that there are times when you absolutely must use the Chazon Ish's Nusach. When is that? If you're taking off Trumas HaMaisris from a drink, particularly a sparkling drink. Why? Because since in the normal Nusach you talk about, I take off this on the Tzofein, I take off, the drink is, the fluid is constantly moving. So therefore, if you use a macro, it happens in a flash, and there's no movement of what was once truma into the... Sorry. He says, Badafka use a macro. It's beautiful. Who would have thought a Mishnah about things like Birkat Hashem would end up being daily halacha? Fascinating. By the way, there's another fantastically powerful expression of this din, which is in every time you go and do banking in this country. Anytime you do banking that is linked to any rebate payment, the whole banking system would collapse because nobody would be willing to use. It'd be over on Isuri D'Oraita in doing even a simple pu'ula. So what they have in the contract is a heter iska, blanket heter iska, which now is everything done in this bank is I'll be the heter iska, which is, and they have, and that's it. And by the way, the secular court actually paskened on the base of that heter iska. I mean, to millions and millions of dollars worth of differences in terms of penalties that the bank could charge somebody, and so on and so forth, that it had to be I'll be the heter iska with very interesting. We once discussed it when we were talking about the Dinim of Ribit, but the whole North American bank scandal turned out to make hundreds of millions of dollars of difference, the language of the heter iska. And since everything was based on that, which is also based on that, the Ramot Paskin, the Chazanish uses that, when he has a Paskin Lagabi heter iska, there's another place where this is very important. It's very difficult to make, unless you're a Boki, to make a technically valid Tanai. Because conditions need to be Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, and you have all of the dinim of, you know, which comes first, and then what type of things are included in valid tanaim. So what has become Mohugan contracts is to say, and this tanai I'm making kitanai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, which the Rama says is kosher. So says the Chazon Ish, look, if the Rama says use it in a contract, you could certainly use the Dusach Chazon Ish for taking off Trumas HaMaisris. Lichat Chila, no problem. Great. Amen is not necessarily afani kamo. It could be a state of emuna. I wish it would be so. And so, and so forth. No, but you need to say precisely what it is that's meant. But, sorry, can, yes, 100%. It's the same as saying it yourself. Yes. Right. Great. The Ashlishi Omer, now if there's a third witness, that was a little bit of a strange statement in the Mishnah, close it, if there's a third guy, he says Afani Kamo. And this is clearly a riot to Rabbi Akiva. We have a major question, whether if you have a kat of Edim that consists of more than two people, and one of that kat ends up being destructive by being a relative or by being unable to be Eimed and the Chakirites and so on, can you just ignore him and say, okay, fine, throw him out. We have two, and that's what's important. Or we have 989, and that's what's important. No, Rabbi Akiva says anyone who comes forward with the testimony has exactly the same din, and that's the point of Api Shnayim and Api Shloshai din. Because if it's Shlosha, then they'll have the same din as Shnayim, even though without him, it would have been perfectly okay. So clearly now our Mishnah is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, in insisting that the third witness and the thousandth witness would all have to be able to say the same testimony, which means they've gone through the whole process here, and only at the end we're asking them for af ani kamo. Ha'oved avodat kochavim. And the next case that we had, which is the Chiyuv Skila, is for worshipping Avodah Zarah. Now, when we talk about our Oved, what do we mean exactly? Echad HaOved, now the Gemara is going to explain that means someone who does the Avodah that is prescribed for that particular Avodat Kochavim, but also, even where it's not, there's the universal Avodot. The universal Avodot consists of four different things, and that is Echad HaMizaveach, Echad HaMikater, echad minasech, the echad mishtachave. So anybody now who does shchita or haktara or pours out, we'll see that this will include pouring out not only wine but blood. So that the zrikat adam, avodat adam are included in minasech, and one who simply bows down, that would all be considered to be a type of avodah, and even not doing avodah at all. But echada mikablo alav le'aloha, he accepts on himself without doing anything, he accepts on himself such and such a thing as his God. Ah, believe, and that's enough. Now, va'omerlo, now here's the question whether we should be gores a vav, ve'ha'omerlo, or omerlo. Eliata. Now there's really two pirushim. One is that there's two different issues. Your mekablo alav le'aloha is not in front of it, and ve'omerlo eliata is in front of it, and it says omerlo eliata to be megale, that any type of acceptance of a belief system is the equivalent of. So, but if it wouldn't have said the second one, I wouldn't have understood that that means even shalom b'fanav. I would have thought it's a way of relating to this God face to face. So therefore, we say both. Or it could be so one thing. Hamakablo alav le'aloha, meaning the statement of eliata. Aval, but showing affection for your little getchka. So hamigafef, haminashek, I mean, you may hug it and kiss it, you know. And mechabed, you could sweep in front of the idol as a sign of respect. And mirabed's got to, you know, pour some water, keep the dirt down. They can't handle these things for themselves. They're busy in more important things. Vamirachetz, vasach, vamalbish, vamanil. I mean, come on, you can't expect an idol to put on its own shoes, can you? So, over belotase, these are indeed, we'll see there's a separate lotase of lota of deim, which is now added to the whole thing of lota shtacham elam and so on. There's also a separate, don't do anything, but that's not part of the actual chiv of mita, as we'll see. So, any of these things you're over on a lav, but there's no chiv of skila. Yeah, no, that's it could be haktara. We'll have to define what the nature of that. Hapo en atzmo lebaal. Oh, sorry, whoops. Hanoder bishmo va'mikayim bishmo over belotase. Furthermore, the taking on a neder upon oneself and being mikayim, that the mikayim is not, doesn't mean doing what it is you said you do, but rather as opposed to a neder, it's the lashon of a shvua. So I swear, meaning I avow, not in the sense of asserting something on yourself the way a neder is. So somebody is mekayim on himself. In other words, this is true, I do so swear by the name of the Holy Ghost, or something like that. So it would also be over belotase, and that's the Shem Elohim Acherim. That's the lotas kiru in any of these ways. But you can do sickening things if that's the derech of avodah, and you'd also be chayev. So ha-po'er atzmo le'bal po'er, there's somebody now who would moon bal po'er, which generally is looked at as a pretty the disrespectful thing to do. But over here, it's actually respect. That's why we call it mooning, because the original avodah zara, you understand. So I'm just trying. The moon, shemesh v'yareach. So, po'er atzmo le'bal po'er, since that's its avodah, you'd be chayav. Hazorek even l'brekha, but usually you throw a stone at something, and it's not a sign of respect. But when it comes to merkulis, zoi avodata, and memela, you would be chayav. So, I understand. You started off saying, echara oved, and they said, ve'echara mizaveach, I thought, mizaveach mikatem, that is the oved. How does that make sense? Echara oved, echara mizaveach. Omri b'yirvian, no. It means like this. Echad oved, meaning as prescribed, kedarka, and echad who does the universal avodot, which are applicable to all gods, as we learn that from a pasuk. The echad mizaveach, echad mekater, echad menaseh, echad mishtachaveh. There, all of the above, afilo shelo kedarka. Even though it's not an acceptable way in which that religion accepts the way that you would worship such an idol. Wait, well, how come we don't include zrikat adam? Since, as we'll see, we use actually the template of avodot in the Beit HaMikdash for what it means to be obeyed. So Lichshav Nam is Zorek. Om Rabbi, Zorek is Benasech. Even though we don't usually think of it in that way. But the truth is, if you take a look the way that David HaMelech defines now Avodah Zorah, So when he talks about the atzvotam, then the atzvotam is that which is angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a reference to Avodah Zarah. So he says, yirbu atzvotam acher ma'aru, those who went after Elohim acherim, so quickly. Bal asich niskehem midam. What? Bal asich niskehem midam. Bal asich niskehem miayin, mishemer, wait, bal asich niskehem midam. So you see that there's nesech of dam. So for an Avodah Zarah, it's what we view it as. It's not a particular Avodah Hadam that has meaning in terms of the relationship of Dam to Mizbach Adama, to the Adam that it's coming to be Mechaper. That's just, yeah, you're pouring things out. So that's how we talk about it, when we give it the shame of Zrikas Hadam. That's part of Nesach. Minani means, how do we know all of this, that there's these universal avodas, and you don't need to go and do things the way it's, I mean, there it says, beferish. Echa yavdu aguyim elu et Elohim. Okay, that I understand. It says, you'll be chayker, you'll find out how, v'esechen gamani, I'll do the same thing. Fine, that's the classic Avodah Zarah. Where does this universal Avodah Zarah idea, where does that come from? The turnaround on it. Ilu ne'emar. Say, it just said, zoveach yechoram. So I would say, you know what that means? Zoveach kachim b'chutz. Somebody who just goes around shechting kachim b'chutz to Beis HaMikdash, yechoram. I mean, he should be killed. But since it says, Tamud lomar, zoveach le'elohim. Now that, obviously, to the gods, I mean, that's got to be referring to Zoveach Levodat Kochavim HaKatuv Medaber. You say, Ein li ela b'zoveach, so maybe that means Dafka, there's a special bit of Shechita. But mikater, minasech, minayin, Tamad Lomar, why do you think it has to say, Zoveach Elohim Yochoram, Bilti LaShem Levado? I mean, we think we had, well, you know, there's also, you could, you know, you include Yashka Pipik in that, maybe Buddha, but you certainly don't want to go around to Shiva or any of those jerks. That's what you think it would mean. So obviously, Bilti LaShem Levado is coming to tell me something about all Avodot, that they're all in terms of the nature of Avodah that would have been meant for Hashem. That's the point. So, Rikain HaAvodot Kulam L'Shem HaMiyuchat. What it's doing, therefore, is telling us, taking, meaning pour out, take all of the Avodot that were supposed to be L'Shem Levado, and use them instead for Bilti L'Shem, then that's the equivalent of the Yechoram of Zvicha. So Zvicha now becomes a statement that has to do with the general of Avodot and applies to anything. So now, once that's true, this, however, would be limited to the concept of Zvicha. Zvicha bilti l'Hashem. Okay, Haktara bilti l'Hashem, Nisuch bilti l'Hashem, Zrika bilti l'Hashem, Mishtachavo is not one of the things that is an avoda to Hashem. I mean, it's a nice thing to do, but there's no avodah that's called Ishtachavoya. So how do you know minayin l'rabot Ishtachava? But you gave me a list of the basic avodot that included something that is not, technically speaking, an avodah that was meant to be l'Hashem levado. It's not meant to be an avodah. Talmud lomar, I'll show you that the Torah does include also a universal sense of Ishtachavaya from the Vayelech Vayavod Elohim Acherim Vayishtachu Lahem V'Lashemesh Alayareach. So that means that you're chayav on that, as it continues to say v'samachle, v'otzeit et ha'isha hu et ha'isha, and so on, uskatem avanim v'metu. So then that means the Torah is telling me the ishtachava alone is sufficient to be able to chayav skila. Yeah, okay, that's fine, but that's an onesh. We can't satisfy the requirements over here by showing that there's an onesh. You have to identify the azara. If you can't identify the azara, you can't carry out the onesh. So you're never going to be able to tell the guy, you're not allowed to do that because it says kach v'kach. So where is that azara? Talmud lomar. So, oops. Kilo tishtachavel el acher. So the overall iser, which Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us the basic Yisrim. Lo tishtachavel el acher keshem kanashmo el kanahu. That is a statement of Yisr. The implications of that Yisr as being part of Avodah Zarah, that is mechuyev skila, that it says later, okay, that's beferish. Now we put the two together, we understand that that was an expansion of the din of Avodah Zarah, and represents a relationship which is a primary Avodah Zarah in that sense, even though it's not a primary Avodah L'Shamayim.
Is this bowing?
We'll see the din of Avodah. Yeah. Yachol, Shani Marbe, Hamigafeif, Hamenashek, Vamanil. How about the other things listed in the Mishnah that you're not chayiv on. So based on this, you might think that we should use this as an example of showing signs of precious concern and so on, which would include hugging, kissing, cleaning, whatever. Talmud Lomar, look at this again now. Zoveach l'Elohim Yechora. Okay, now, Zvicha was Bechalal Haita. We had the general idea of all of the Isurim. Vayelech v'yavod. Okay. Vayelech v'yavod is any type of avodah. We know Zvicha is an avodah. Why do you think that it needs to mention Zvicha specifically? So then, Lama Yatza. Why point out Zvicha as being something that requires Yechoram? Obviously, we already know that there's a chiyuv of skila on all avodah zara. So what is the point now? L'hakish aleha. The point is the klal. Davar sheyatzah min haklal lo lamed al atzmo yatzah. So here, it's lakisha le'avolomar lecha. Just like zvichas miyuchedet, she avodat pnim, v'chayavina le'amita. Av kol avodat pnim, v'chayavina le'amita. Therefore, when we say that ishtachava is a category, it's a unique category. And ishtachava is yatza only lidon batzma yatza. But yatza zvicha, Lidon ala klal kulo. Now later on, of course, we will attack that. I mean, what we're doing here seems rather arbitrary. We're going to take the zvicha, which is yotze min haklal, make it the defining sense of the set of all things that would be avodot pnim, now being used avodah zarah. And now we have a new set called ishtachava, which is not, it has one member, ishtachava. That's rather arbitrary. Why is it the set ishtachava, and then have one member of zvicha in the other sets of avodahs? I mean, maybe there's the indications of love and care and religious beliefs, and then there's the going through the motion set, of which only Zvicha would be chayav. Later on, the Gemara will discuss this tomorrow. But basically, we see that there's two completely different dinim, and that's now the Zvicha was yotzer lidon ala klal kulo. Now, I'd like to go over the arguments now, says the Gemara, from the beginning. There's a lot of loose ends here, and see whether I can understand this properly. You started off by saying that if it just would have said Zoveach Yechoram, I would have thought that that's a reference to Zoveach Kachim Bachutza. How the heck could you have thought that Zoveach Yechoram, which would mean that we're going to kill somebody who's Zoveach Kachim Bachutz. Zoveach Kachim Bachutz. That's an Isser Karet. It says Beferish over there, Menich Rita. So how would I have mistaken this to be an Onesh for Zvicha Bachutz? Well, not necessarily. Hold on a minute here. You say the same thing about Shabbos. Somebody's Bechal Shabbos, who's Chayiv Karets. Or somebody who's over on one of the Arayot where there's a Chayiv Mita. It's also, it says Vedich Ratuz. You'll say, how can it be Chayiv Mita? It's a Vedich Ratuz. Obviously, there's two different levels. If you give them Hatra'ah properly and so on, so then there's a Din of Mitat Beidin. If you don't, this still doesn't take him out of the category of karet or mitah b'dei shamayim, whatever the case would be. So, sakdei d'ramina, I would have thought this is another example of such a phenomena. Ki atrobe k'tala. So if you gave him atra'ah with this iser, don't do that zvicha b'chutz because that's going to be b'chayiv, and then that's, okay, so then you're chayiv. Chiyuv mita, yechora, kilo atrobe, so then you're left with the onesh on the lav, which is karet. You can't bring a raya that it would have meant that. That's what I would have thought. Therefore, I need to know that we're talking about le'elohim. We're talking about le'elohim to the gods. So obviously, that must be to all Elohim, the gods, whatever anybody thinks is a god. Kamash mullah. And this whole conclusion about Zvicha and Ishtachava, and the Zvicha is Yotze Lalameid, but Ishtachava is only Lalameid al Atzmo. Why in the world did we let him get away with that? Ema Yotze Ishtachava Lalameid al HaKlal Kulo. Why can't Ishtachava create another klal? I mean, what's the understanding? Is there necessarily a contradiction? There's the klal of religious beliefs or worshipful acts, and then there are the dinim of how one brings sacrifices. It's two different things. I mean, I may not be very worshipful, but I'm nervous. So, Pascal is bringing the avodot, but he's certainly not involved in the ishtachava. Exactly. So what would be so terrible with that? How do you know that you cannot create a new set of ishtachava? V'chitemes, he'll say, well, I mean, so then wouldn't Zoveach be obviously chayev if you know that all types of worshipful acts, if you're going to say that something which is the primary way of dealing with the gods, I mean, so certainly that would be included. So then why would I need Zoveach? So maybe that would be the reason that we conclude that it can't be a set. It's not true, because the Zoveach has a lot of different ideas. For instance, that would be coming to tell me, Legufe Ata. That is coming to tell me a tremendous chiddush, namely, that even if you didn't actually do the Shechita for Avodat Kochavim, but you had in mind to do it for, now, something else. I am going to be Zoveach this animal so that I can bring the meat of this animal to the church, or so that I can sprinkle the blood in the church, or so on. But I'm not doing what I'm doing for Avodah Zarah. So it's L'shem Avodah Zarah. Yes, but it's not as an act of Avodah Zarah. So I need to know that, do I not? And that's called Mechashvim Yavodah L'Avodah. Similar to Kachim. I mean, and that is a tremendous chiddush, because when it comes to Kachim, you do one act and have in mind, that's also your pigle, right? So I am going to do a perfectly kosher shechita, but I'm doing this in order to be able to eat the korban chutzlis man or chutzlis mekom, or to be zorek the dam chutzlis man or chutzlis mekom. I didn't do anything wrong. I just had an intent. So there the Torah is machadesh, that's pigol, if it's chutzlis mano, that now there's a chiyav of karet on the meat, and so on and so forth. A tremendous chiddush. Because it's not an act that is itself an avoda. And nonetheless, as if it were done. Now, obviously, I can't do such a thing in terms of ishtach avoya or gifuf nishak and so on. So I need this new category to teach me that there's a much expanded version of things in which it's possible that the thought itself, when coupled to an action, has an impact beyond the actual act that I'm doing. So that I would need to know. That maybe that's what you'll answer me.
So you would be
hired. And that would come to tell me that just like by Avodat Shamayim, that's considered to be Avoda, so too by Avodah Zarah. The Itma, HaShochet Peimah, somebody does a Shechita, not to the Avodah Zarah, but in mind of Lizrog Dam Al Avodat Kochavim. Ultimately, I'm going to go be Zorek the Dam in the church. I'm going to go and be mocked to the Chelev, to Avodat Kochavim. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says that at that point the animal becomes Aser Ba'ana'ah, even though you didn't do it, and you didn't do anything in the end. You neither did the Shechita for Avodah Zarah, nor were you, in the end, able to carry out your intent, or maybe you did tshuva, whatever. So there was no zrikat adam. At that moment, we learn out from the din of pigo, which is in the Beit HaMikdash, it doesn't matter whether in the end you do what you said you were going to do, chutz l'zman, chutz l'mekom. The machshava itself is the pigo. Here too, the machshava itself creates the zivchei metimna. And Reish Lakish Amar Muter. Because Reish Lakish says you can't compare the dinim that are done to some ridiculous idol to learning out from real avod in the Beit HaMikdash, where your thoughts have meaning and everything is connected. I mean, so that's called technically lo yalfinan chutz mipnim. Chutz meaning for avodah zarah, mipnim meaning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, hinicha l'Rabbi Yochanan. If we want to say that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we can learn out the chutz mipnim? And the mele, the halacha, even though really he was talking about learning out from pigo, where a behemoth becomes aser bepigo, to learn out to avodah zarah, that a behemoth that was nishchat al menat, nizrog domo, lavodis kechovim, the behemoth would be aser, but we can assume that he would say the same thing about the act of avodah, and that the person who did such an avodah would be an avodah, lavodis kechovim would be chai. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it out mitzad asfor of chutz mipnim, you could say that our sugya makes sense, because zvicha, the word zoveach, is unimportant, since we know it mitzad asfor of learning out chutz mipnim, and therefore it teaches us that ishtach avaya is meant to be a unique example and not an entire set. Hello, Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who does not learn out chutz mipnim at all, Reish Lakish should say to himself, now wait a minute, if Hashtach Avoya is a Yotzim in HaKlal, then obviously, as the rule would tell us, it's Lila Meid HaKlal Kulo Yatzah. Aye, why then does it say Zvicha? Aha, the Zoveach Elohim must be coming to teach me that there's a din of Mechash from Yavodah L'Avodah to determine that someone is considered to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah, even though right now he's only doing a Shechita in order to do a Zvicha for Avodah Zarah. So according to Reish Lakish, Boikra, we need that Pasuk, and therefore we're left with the original question, what do we do with the fact that we've decided, apparently arbitrarily, to use Ishtach Avoya not as Alalamid ala Klaukulo Yatsa. Now, obviously, we're open here to some attacks, which we will continue tomorrow. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af al Hakishuf. My type, Rabbi Shimon, Dechtiv Machashefa lo Tachayer, Dechtiv Kosho Chayvim Beima Mot Yumat, Kosho Yeshno Bechla, Kosho Chayvim Beima, Yeshno Bechla Machashefa lo Tachayer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af al Hakilayim, Mironi Bilei. You could say all the tzvot in the Torah, shmartem et chukotai ve et mishpotai, chukim shechakakti lechakvar. No, no, please. That I am telling you. Hash, I just told you. You haven't told me. You're talking chukotai tishmoru. And then you start telling me. So that's the chukim the meikara tishmoru. Om Reb Yosher ben Korcham Reb Acha ben Yaakov ben Ochayev Achi Yivarech Shem ben Arba Otiyot Lafuki ben Shtey Otiyot O Pshita. I can also count. Yaakov Yosef Yosef tonight. Ma'ad Tema Milta Be'alma Udenaka Kamashmala. Ikri Amri Omer Vacha by Yaakov Shema Mina Shem Ben Arba Otiyot is also called a Shem, as opposed to needing the Shem Agada. Pshita, Yaakov Yossi, Yat Yossi tonight. Maratema Adika Shem Rabba, and Yossi is just Milta Beyamo, then I got Kamashmala. Nigmaradin, everybody is Omeid, Omde Minalan. Omri is a Barami Diamakrov, Eud Baelav, who Yoshe Baliata Mekarashilo, Levado. Vayomer Eud, Dvar Elohim li Elecha, Vayokom mi alakise, Valo dvarim kavachomer, Uma eglon melech Moab, Shunochri, Velo yada ela bikinui amad, could get Obama to do that. Yisrael v'shema mefurash, alachat kama v'kaba. And then it says, Korim minola, Techte vayavo el yakim ben chukia v'shevna sofer v'yoch ben asaf, Hamaskiro chizkiyo kru'ei begadim, Vayegidu lo et ivrei rav shekab. Velo machin minalan am Rabbi Abo atya kriak tivacha kru ebegadim uchtivatam veElisha roe vuhu mitzaek avi avi rechav Yisrael farashav velo raaod vayachazek bivgadav vayekarim lishnayim kiraim mimashma shnemar vayekarim lishnayim eni yodei Hashem kiraim so mata velo bekiraim melamed shem kruim leolam tana rabbanan echad shomea vechad shomea mipi shomea chayav likroa. So what? My habit. Clearly, obviously a leftist. Lafuki kinui de lo. Uplige, Rukia Batarvayo. Don't look here, first of all. Ashomeas Karabizmanazer, Enochai Likroa, Shein Iata Omerkain, Nitmeleko Obegit Kraim. So now, I ask you, Miman, Yelimi Yisrael, come on, Mipakiri Kule, hi, Elabshita Meleko Chavim. Now, what are we talking about? A Shema Miuchad and Askarami. A Shema Miuchad, what a goy is Gemiri the Shema Miuchad. Ela love the kinui. Vishma Minats, only Bizmanazer, Udala. Amikara chayav shma mina on both points shalom ke divrei revuda. Hasheni omer afani kamo omer shlokish you see from here afani kamo is a complete testimony. It's kosher at least midiraita bedini momenes bedini nefashas and the fact that we don't usually take it is only a mala with the avad rabbanan. But since zacha given the law efshar where we don't want to be marbe the need for giduf. So, come on, Rabbanan, how do you write? Because you're going to tell me it's possible in your writer. Vashlishi omer afanikomo, stomach Rabbi Akiva, the maki shlosha nishnaim. Aved avodat kochavim, which would include echad aved, vechad mezaver, echad mekater, echad menaser, echad mishtachav, echad mekabel olav leloa, or ve, or without a ve, haomer lo eliata, aval, amikafef, amenashek, amikabed, amirabetz, amirachetz, asach, malbish, manil, over below tase. Hanoder bishmo, amikayem ez shvua bishmo, over below tase. Hapoer atzmo lo baal poor, zoe avodata, azorek even the merkulis, zoe avodata. What do you mean we say echad oved and then you say echad mezaver? Mishnah saying like this. Echad oved, that is tzekidarka. Or, now comes a whole set of echad mezaver, mekater, menatzech, mishtachaver, all of those being official shalokidarka. And what happened to Zorek? Rabbi Zorek is menatzech. Dichti balasik niskiya bidam. Minani mili that we have universal avodot. To turn around an ilu neemar zover ichora. Mayit yomar mezaver, zover kotshi bechutz. Akatu medaber. Therefore, Talmud Lomar to the gods. It's got to be talking about Zoveach Levadat Kochavim. Ein le'ela b'Zoveach, mekater menasech minayin, Talmud Lomar, b'ltid la'ashem levado, rikein avadot kulam l'shem ha'miyuchat. Basically, it's l'vishi yatsa z'vicha l'idon be'avadat pnim. So, therefore, all other things are similar. Minayin l'rabot ishtach avoya, Talmud Lomar, v'yelech v'yavad alohim v'achrim ishtach v'lahem, and the next passage continues, v'otzeitat ishahu ato ishahi, uzkalter. Okay, that's Odesh Shemanu Azra Minayin. Well, that's obvious. Kilo Tishtachavel, Elacher. Ze Yochashonim Arbe, Megafet, Menashek, Maniot, Amin Lomar. No, Zoveyach. Zvicha Bechlal Aita, Lama Yatsa. Lakishe Le'ava Lomar Lacha. Ma Zvicha Miyukhara Jeyavadat Pnim, Zvicha Yemin Olea Mita. Avko Jeyavadat Pnim, Raivad Olea Mita. Yatsa Ishtachava, Oni Lidon Be'atzma, and Yatsa Zvicha Lidon Akol Kulo. So let's tackle that from the top. Hayiti omer bezoveach kotshe b'chutz akatum medaber. Zoveach kotshe b'chutz. It says first it's v'nichreta, it's karetu. Well, it's hagda gamina ki atru beitz k'tala, ki lo atru beitz karet, like many other things. Kamash mola. Omer Rav Abba Rav Chanan l'Abaye. What is this business about yotzei shtachavel amin al atzma? Why? Why not say yotzei shtachavel amin al klal kulo? V'chitema, well then, what would be the point of mentioning zoveach? No, zoveach legufe. D'mechash min abba l'avon aditma. Hashochet beima lizrok damal avodat kavim akter chaval avodat kavim. Rabbi Yochanan mer asura rishol shomer mutar. So if you learn like Rabbi Yochanan, so then I need it legufi. But according to Reish Lakish, okay, according to Reish Lakish, then it must be he's saying he's not learning it out. Then he's not learning chutz b'fnim. So then according to Reish Lakish, boy kro, and therefore I understand. And tomorrow we'll see what happens with Rabbi Yochanan.